for being here. We welcome all of you and we appreciate your patience as we are starting extremely late because tonight is a very unique night. Thank you for letting us have the, giving us the grace to be able to visit with as many people as we could who took time out of their night to come and be here. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here and for showing up. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with the best city council in the state and the best staff. We're so grateful for all of you. Thank you for being here. Welcome to everyone who's here. We're going to open this meeting tonight with a reading by one of our residents, Lori Ann Arthur. Lori Ann, we'll invite you to come up here to that podium, to the microphone. We'll have you come right here to that microphone so that the recording can hear you. It'll be in the minutes. Everything we do here is in the minutes. It's all recorded. There's a record of it.
Okay, I will do my best.
No, thank you. We're so grateful you're here.
Thank you. So I grew up watching a great comedian as well as a statesman, Mr. Red Skelton. I would like to share his words delivered in 1969 that have resonated in my soul for over six decades. Quote, Me, an individual, a committee of one. Pledge, dedicate all my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion. To the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there is respect because of your loyalty that has given her a dignity that shouts freedom, that freedom is everyone's job. Of the united, that means we all have come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, now 50, individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united in common purpose and love that's for country. To America and to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is vested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands, one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or quality of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means boys and girls, it is as much your country as it is mine. The Pledge of Allegiance under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said, that's a prayer? And so would it be eliminated from our schools too? Unquote. Rest in peace, our beloved friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We sincerely appreciate that, Lori Ann. Thank you. As always, if anyone is interested in giving an invocation or a reading or a thought to start our meeting, we invite anyone to participate. And all you have to do is contact our city recorder. All the information is very easy to find online. Our city recorder, let her know, and we'd love to have you. Thank you. All right, the Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Assistant City Manager Jason Rasmussen.
Will the audience please arise? Please repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
Thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. We appreciate it. All right. We have potentially the lightest agenda we've ever had. And this is a good night for that, I suppose. And so we're going to try to get you out of here as quick as we can. But we've got some important work to do. We have the minutes from our November 18th City Council Study Meeting and City Council Meeting, and our December 2nd City Council Study Meeting and City Council Meeting. Those have been sent out in draft form for review. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or amendments? Or is there a motion to approve the draft minutes?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion to the minutes? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, next up we have our mayor and council reports. We'd like to take just a quick minute to give you a tiny glimpse of some of the things we've been working on since our last meeting. Our last meeting was a month ago because of Christmas, and we didn't have a second meeting in December, so it's been quite some time. So if everybody wants to keep it to just maybe two or three things, just simple, if anybody has anything you'd like to share, and if not, it's okay. So anybody want to go first?
I can go.
Please.
I can tell you that the snow at Solitude was great today. Say it. I had occasion to meet with the executive director of the Jordan River Commission and also with the Legislative Policy Committee this past month. And that is it for me that I can remember.
I know.
And the rest was erased off from my calendar when I switched to Outlook.
Thank you.
And I don't know how to find it, so.
Thank you.
I'm trying to remember what we talked about last time. I know we had Light the Night, and I know we've had
we've had a lot since then. It's just been a month.
Yeah, the Light the World box. I know we had met, you know, when we went to that as a council, and you know, I know we I had meetings. Had a meeting with Jordan Basin, just the sewer district, and the sewer's all working. Everything's been going fine, and so we'd hear about it if it wasn't, and. Just interactions with close friends and neighbors, and it's been a good month.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was able to meet with the youth council, and they had a very productive Christmas activity.
Awesome. Thank you. And a lot of them volunteered at Light the Night. Yeah.
They do a great job helping out around the city.
For sure. Thank you.
I just wanted to thank staff for Light the Night. That was a wonderful event. It's nice that to be able to host an event that brings out not only our neighbors in South Jordan, but a lot of people from surrounding cities as well that attend, and just to be able to put on a quality Christmas family activity. That just really appreciate all that this work that the staff puts into making that a successful event, and then all of the volunteers that also helped make that happen. Also attended the Giving Machine with debut for South Jordan with the rest of the city council, and grateful for our partners with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Larry H. Miller Group for making that happen. It's great to see so many people come out to the downtown Daybreak area and to help activate that space in a spirit of just giving back to others to, spend their money on someone besides themselves. And that's a great feature to have added to our city. And I hope that it was successful and that we'll be able to host it again in future years. And then also with many of the council members attended the Christmas party that our state delegation put together. Our Representative Tusher, Candace Perucci, Doug Fiafia,
Senator Fillmore, and Senator McKay.
Thank you, Mayor. That was a great night to be able to interact with them and to strengthen the relationships that we have with them as we look forward to the legislative session that starts in roughly 2 weeks. And to be able to just have direct contact with them, to be able to contact them and let them know how certain bills could affect South Jordan and its residents. And I think that's the main highlights, Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor, I have a message from a Councilwoman Tamara Zander, who isn't able to be here today. I mentioned previously in the prior meeting, she's her 35th anniversary, so she's, we excuse her, obviously, for, you know, for that type of event. So, but I want to read it. She sent something very kind here, so I'm going to read that if you don't, if you're okay with that.
I'm fine with that, but I don't know what she says, so we'll wait and see, but of course, thank you.
Okay, here we go. I extend my sincere congratulations to Mayor Don Ramsey, Councilmember Don Shelton, and Councilmember Jason McGuire on their re-elections. Serving with each of you has been a privilege, and I look forward to continuing to serve alongside you. Through both the highlights and the challenges of our work together, you have consistently demonstrated integrity, commitment, and a deep respect for public service. I truly appreciate each of you and value your example and friendship. I am grateful for the opportunity to serve with leaders who care so deeply about the residents and future of South Jordan City.
That's nice of her. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'll keep mine quick. Most of the events that you heard about, I was at, and December was great. There were a lot of fun things that happened in our schools and across our community. We had our first ever Hanukkah celebration here in South Jordan, and we had the chance to host that, and it was part of an effort to expand the Hanukkah celebrations for the Valley beyond Salt Lake City. And so we hosted one here in South Jordan. It was fantastic. It was really great. It was well attended. We had a really good turnout from the city, and that was also fun. And all of our events have been really great this month. One thing that's unique, just shortly right before Christmas, I went very quickly to the Colorado River Water Users Conference and with the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District and the seven Western states that are all part of the Colorado River Collaborative work together. And there's upper basin states and lower basin states. And as you can tell, with a lack of moisture, water is a topic. It's a big topic. And we live we are even part of the desert Southwest, right? It's not just Arizona and Nevada. And these seven states, and also it rolls into Mexico. There's a lot to this. And it was a very good conference, actually. And so there's been a plan and a cooperative agreement between all of the states that expires at the end of 2026, and a new agreement has not yet been reached. And it's tough. It's difficult. Water is, you know, if you ask any farmer, they'll tell you that the first fighting words are water. Everywhere, you know, none of the problems matter if you don't have water, right? Somebody said, you know, a community that has water has tons of challenges. A community that doesn't have water has one challenge. None of the rest of it matters, right? Yeah. You have to have water. And so it was a very good conference, and the federal government was there, and regional representatives and the directors from each state that represent their state on the Colorado River Commission, and talked about and kind of got a mandate. You better figure this out. There is no post-2026 agreement. You've had a lot of time to work on this, and the seven states need to come together and come up with an agreement. But the less moisture we get, the less water in the Colorado River, and talked a lot about Lake Mead, talked a lot about Lake Powell. Why does this matter to South Jordan? Because we have to purchase 100% of our water from the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, and 70% of the water from the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District comes through the Colorado River and its tributaries. So it absolutely affects us. And it was good to be there with really bright water, so complex, and there's a lot of smart people that know a lot more about water. I've been on that board for 6 years, and I'm just constantly learning more. It's so complex, but I was grateful for the chance to be there and to be there with the water district and to go and represent our water district and to learn a lot as we take that back and make decisions and as we consider here. So thank you to everybody who's smart with their water use, who tries to conserve. There's some tough decisions, I think, to make for all of the Western states about water. It's just what it is. It's what it is. It's tricky, but it was a good conference. So as funny as that might sound, I went to the Colorado River Water Users Conference right before Christmas. It was worth the time. It was quite good. So anyway, just letting you know that that was good, and I felt like I learned a lot from that. So that's my report. And now we get to turn to you. we're going to open our public comment period. And if there's anyone here that would like to speak, if you have something you'd like to share, we would like to hear it. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you hate. We're here to hear it. We aren't going to solve it all. We're not going to interact here and come up with the solutions, but we're going to take what you share with us and we're going to work on it. We're going to try to find the right people to work with you. We'll see what we can do to work it out. So if you would like to speak, everyone gets 3 minutes. We ask you to please give us your name and number, not number, not your phone number, your name and address for the public record. You can come on up to the microphone, and we promise to be respectful of you and ask the same in return. And with that, it's now your turn.
Okay, my name is Elena Barron. I'm not from your city, I'm from Riverton City. The reason I'm here is because the 24th of December at 6:30, a car hit my car, and she didn't stop, so I chased her because inside of me says I won't let her go. She hit me. And we stopped. He went probably a half of the mile. I went after her and we went to this pharmacy. We stopped there and she started yelling. She started getting nervous. So I called the police. She told me not to call the police, because she wants to pay me. And I said, no, we're calling the police. So I called the police, and the police lady was in the phone and said, I heard her screaming and yelling. I prefer you go back to your car because I don't want something happen. So I went. And then she came to me after they did the paperwork and everything. That was the South Jordan police. That's why I'm here. The police lady told me, says, well, it's her fault. You have the right. She's going to have a ticket. And on top of that, she didn't have insurance. And she didn't have the right to drive. That can happen to all of us here. Because people this day doesn't have insurance, but driving cars and hitting. My friend being hit, the other person that did doesn't have no insurance. And guess what? Some policemen, they are allowed to have the car back again. How do you know that person is gonna hit again? They're laughing in our faces. My brother went through the same thing. This has to stop, or you guys have to figure it out. Car insurance, I'm the victim, not the person who hit me, because my insurance went up. The same thing happened when they stole my car in my driveway. Young kids, 25, 30, they used my new truck to stole people. Fire alarms and even businesses, all kind of businesses. So the policemen find them and they went on a chase, and that happened 2 years ago, maybe you will see on the TV and the news. And in the chase, they knew that they were chased by the police. Well, they caught them and the police called me at 2 in the morning, 2, 3, say, oh, we got your truck. You can come and get it now. I says, no way. I'm not gonna get my truck being hit in that condition. But guess what? And all this confusing thing, the insurance put it, my name in it, that I was the driver. The police didn't do the whole thing they're supposed to be doing, and they thought I was the driver, and my insurance way up because of that. I don't have nothing to do with this, but still the insurance went up. Now, my question is it the city who is involved with this? Because people get no insurance, you should not be driving. Can happen to you, any of you. I can go and search and have my time. I'm a grandmother. And what I'm saying is we've been affected because of the insurance, and these people doesn't know, or they're what? And I don't think, I mean, I have respect for the police department, but sometimes they don't put the force, and they give it back the car. What's gonna happen with that person driving that car without insurance? Gonna hit somebody else again and again. When this are going to stop?
Thank you. That doesn't lie with the city, just for informational purposes. That would be our legislature, our state legislature, that would have to pass state laws giving stronger authority to our police department to be able to do something like
well,
that.
If I'm a policeman, I can grab them and then take the car back. Well, because these people won't listen to you guys.
The state law would have to be changed, but we had a lot of legislators here tonight, and we are very happy. The legislative session is starting soon. It might be too late to run a bill this year. It might not be. I don't know. But I'm happy. If you'd like, I will personally contact our legislators and share with them your story, your concern, because of course you're right. You're absolutely right. I will let the lawmakers at the state level who have the ability to do that, I'll tell them. I'll let them know. I'm happy to share that with them.
Okay, I will keep in touch with you guys I won't let this go.
Yeah. And thank contact you. your state representatives. I don't know what part of Riverton you live in. You might have Candace Perucci, you might have Tracy Miller, you might have, there's a variety of representatives that you have in Riverton, but those are the folks that
I'm being advised by the policeman here, South Jordan, and told me to come to this meeting. Yeah. I said, who's in charge of this?
Yeah.
Who to go? You know, it won't be that so many people that go quiet, and I'm not a quiet person. But
so
I have my rights.
See, if somebody can get her contact information, we'll figure out which legislative district she lives in, and we will connect you with your legislators so you can talk to them directly. They're the ones that would have to pass a law.
I can have many ideas how I can help here. Insurance business, or you guys making have a symbol and put them in your car. They say you have insurance. People doesn't carry that, pound it.
I like you. I do. If you would give your contact information, will somebody get that? We are gonna figure out which legislative district you live in and connect you with your legislator. They're the state lawmaker that would have to run a bill to make what you want to have happen. And talk to them, tell them. They represent you, and they're the ones with the authority to do that. We can't do that. They can.
Well, I hope they do, because with all these congratulations for whoever comes in the table here, I wasn't expecting to see a party here. I thought I was having a meeting to explain the problem, but congratulations. But I hope you guys do something better for not just South Jordan City, for everywhere. You know, because you guys here and being choose to be do something, not just your part, everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and turn to our first action item. We have item G1, resolution R2026-01, proclaiming January 16, 2026 as Religious Freedom Day in the city of South Jordan. And we'll turn to Dustin Willis, our city manager, for this.
Mayor and council, what you have before you tonight is a resolution similar to those that we have passed in previous years to identify January 16th as Religious Freedom Day. Just a little bit of background for you. We've been doing this for a number of years, thanks to a citizen by the name of Grant Horwath, who is actually here tonight with us. He's been able to join us. I look forward every year to hearing from Grant, usually about October, as we plan for this night to bring this to you. But this gives us an opportunity to recognize the importance of everyone having an opportunity to exercise that right of freedom of religion, to worship whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want, wherever they want. And this just recognizes that day. I should also note that through Grant's efforts, the city of Draper just passed a similar resolution about a half hour ago. The city of Harriman is considering it, as are many other cities now, because of the example that you have set as a council to recognize this important right for our residents. And so with that, I would encourage you to consider passing this resolution. It's the first one of the year. So awesome. Thank you. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is something that we've done every year for the past several years. And Grant, thank you. We kind of joked that we delayed the meeting so you could get here, but I love that you were able to go to Draper, and this is the first time that they've done it, right?
Yes, this is the first time for them. There are now six cities that are doing it, and crossing my fingers, Herman's going to do it in a week.
Good. Grant, thank you so much for your work on this.
And thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Okay. I am going to read this resolution, and then we'll take a vote on it. Okay? All right. A resolution of the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah, proclaiming January 16, 2026 as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan. Whereas the United States Congress in 1992 set aside January 16th as Religious Freedom Day to honor the passage of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom in 1786. And whereas Religious Freedom Day has been recognized by presidential and state proclamations annually, and whereas many of the first immigrants to our nation came to these shores motivated by their desire for religious liberty so that they could worship according to the dictates of their own consciences, and our forefathers saw fit to protect and support freedom of religion by establishing it in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And whereas those of faith and those of no faith have common goals of unity, love, service, mutual civility, and a desire to live true to belief and conscience. And whereas we seek mutual respect and fairness to all. And whereas the right to exercise one's own individual conscience is a critical and essential element in the fabric of American culture and history, which serves as a beacon of freedom in the world. And we recognize that one's faith is core to an individual's identity and humanity. Whereas we invite others to defend freedom of religion, including the longstanding Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah. The City Council recognizes the religious freedom of all residents of the City of South Jordan, commemorates the enactment of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom on January 16, 1786, and declares January 16th each year as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan. This resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. Should it be passed, I'm going to ask if there is a motion on resolution R2026-01.
Madam, you want to take it, Kathy?
Okay. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution R2026-01, the proclaiming January 16th, 2026 as Religious Freedom Day.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Johnson. Is that a second?
I'll second.
Okay, and a second by Mr. Harris. Any discussion to this? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving resolution R2026-01, proclaiming January 16, 2026 as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes. That is approved. Thank you. It is a fundamental right, it is one of the founding freedoms of our nation. So thank you, Grant, thank you. All right, item H1, is a public hearing. H1 is ordinance 2026-01, vacating a portion of Rosary Way right of way, east of Kitty Hawk Drive. We're gonna turn to Brian Priest, our Director of Planning and Economic Development, for more on this.
Thank you, Mayor. That's a tongue twister. And first of all, just congratulate Mayor Ramsey and Councilmember Don Shelton and Councilmember Jason McGuire. Look forward to the next 4 years. Okay, so what we have here is, as Mayor said, is the vacation of Rosary Way right-of-way. This area is approximately 113 South Kitty Hawk Drive. The applicant is Larry H. Miller Real Estate. The property owner is the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City. And if you can see in here, this portion runs through the middle of this property, is the way it was originally platted through some as things have changed and the Catholic diocese wanted to buy this property for a church and priest housing and some other things, decided to move this right away to this area here. And that will continue that road through. And we have a plat that's in process right now being going through the approval and review process to do just that. So with that, we as staff recommend that you adopt ordinance 2026-01.
Thank you. Brian, do we have anyone?
Oh, sorry, I failed. Wagner Soares is here from R.H. Miller.
I just wanted to find out, Wagner, did you have anything you wanted to say on behalf of the applicant? You don't have to. No. No, okay, great. Just making sure. Just making sure. Okay, I am now going to open the public hearing on ordinance 2026-01, vacating a portion of Rosary Way, right of way, east of Kitty Hawk Drive. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to that? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and turn to the council and see if anyone has any questions for staff or for...
No questions.
Okay. Okay. This is a fairly standard operating procedure. This happens a lot. There were a lot of roadways planned that now needs slight adjustments over the course of time as they're actually being built. That's what this is. Yeah. So with that, seeing none, I'll ask if there's a motion on ordinance 2026-01, vacating a portion of Rosary Way right-of-way east of Kitty Hawk Drive.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve ordinance 2026-01 as you have stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any additional discussion to this? All right, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
All right, that is approved. Thank you. Thank you. I believe that Catholic church that is looking to be put there will be the first Catholic church in South Jordan. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay, thank you. I will look forward to welcoming them to the city. All right, next we have staff reports and calendaring items. We'll turn to our city manager for that.
Just a couple of quick things. One, a reminder of our budget meeting tomorrow night at 5. If you want to arrive a little early, I will have a snack for you. So that you can get right to work on our budget session. Also, a reminder, LPC, those are starting back up, so our next one will be on January 12th, which is Monday at noon. And then don't forget State of the City next week on January 13th at 7 p.m. out at the ballpark. So look forward to that, and hopefully anyone else that's here will join us that evening as well to hear about the great things happening in the city of South Jordan. And I didn't hear from any of the other directors, so I think that's the end of my report tonight.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Did you hear that? It's at 7 o'clock next Tuesday. I literally couldn't remember if it was at 6:30 at 7, and I got to choose that, and I couldn't remember. I was like, I don't know. It's Tuesday night, something like that. I was a little fried at that point. So, yes, 7 p.m., and it will be lovely. We've got some great guests coming that are going to talk about some very cool things happening in the city, and we're excited to update you on a lot of good stuff for this year. So, all right, unless anyone has anything else, we've come to the end of this meeting, and I will ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
Mayor, I'd like to move that we adjourn this meeting.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.